Getting you ready for the 2015 Padres. We're back with Padres Social Hour,
the off-season special.
Discussing the off-season and everything else Padres. Coming to you from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
Welcome back, Padres. All off-season, we've talked about how much fun it has been, all of the craziness, all of the wildness, all of the fun. Who better to check in with and get some perspective on all of it than the voice of the Padres himself, Ted Leitner, joining us on Padres Social Hour.
Jess.
What a pleasure to see you.
Good to see you, man. Up close and personal and all that stuff.
It's outstanding. It's exciting. What do you make of this? Have you ever seen anything like this?
No. And I'm not just me. I spoke to someone, a sports writer, a couple of days ago, and our conversation was based on that, and he said the same thing. Have you ever, in Padre history, he said. And I said, wait a minute. Never mind Padre history. Go back in baseball history, in the free agent era, and look at what's been done here without signing a free agent. And I don't, not the Yankees who would, you know, sign big names at the same time and spend a gazillion dollars, would transform their club, but not transform their club like this. And to have it done, like I said, without a free agent signing, I don't think anybody has ever gone top to bottom and transformed a team like this in baseball history.
It's a complete overhaul.
It's amazing.
Is there a move you think is going to be most impactful maybe now and maybe another one that, you know, in the long term, longer term?
It's a good question. I don't know. And it doesn't matter. I think it's the kind of thing. What a great feeling, Jess,
yeah,
which we haven't had here, let's be honest, over many, many years of my many, many years, is that feeling of, you know what? If you don't make a move between now and spring training, I'm okay because they're okay. So the idea of, okay, well, determine who your leadoff guy is going to be and determine the number two guy and see where, you know, Jed's going to hit. I don't know what Jed is. Is he a five, a six, what, a seven? I don't know. But those are details, little details. Don't sweat the details. The idea that you can live with this team without making another move or another addition, that's a rare, rare bird in Padre history, and it's a sweet deal. And the idea that AJ and the ownership has done this, if you had told me, If we had talked about this and said, I can get you Upton, I can get you Kemp, whatever, and I will not have to give up the top three or four prospects, and I will not give up Cash or Tyson Ross or Kennedy, you would say we were nuts.
Insane.
You can't do that.
No, not possible.
And they did that.
He did. It was an incredible thing to watch happen. It was kind of fun to watch the whole thing happen. So what are your expectations right now? Look, we haven't even gotten to Peoria yet, and all kinds of things can happen in spring training, positive and negative. And who knows, maybe they're not done making moves. Maybe between the time you and I are talking early last week and now this airing today, they've already made another move or two. But, I mean, what are your expectations right now for this
My course? Expectations, and I would hope Padre fans are the same, and it's the kind of thing Steve Fisher does this with San Diego State when they pick him number one in the preseason media poll, and he never, ever poo-poos that. He never gives it that, well, you know, that's a little crazy. We're not that good, and we're not that. He said, hey, I love those expectations. I expect to follow through on those, and I expect the Padres to do the very same thing. If they're now looked upon as a playoff club, and I believe they are, in fact, looked upon and are a playoff club, I expect to be in the playoffs. I expect to be doing games in October for the first time since 06. And I don't think that's outrageous to say that. Richard Justice said the same thing at MLB.com, that the Padres have won the offseason. They have transformed their club, that they're now, quote, right there with the Dodgers and the Giants. Now, if you're right there with the Dodgers and Giants, I'm not saying you're going to win the National League West, but you got a good chance to do that. And if you don't, there are two wild cards, and by God, the Padres should have one of them.
Yeah, you don't have to win the division.
No.
I mean, it's a lot easier to do so. You don't have to play that one-game elimination game, and we all know about one-game elimination games around here.
Right.
You don't have to win in
exactly.
the division.
Exactly. And I understand, truly, as we all do, the Dodgers, it is limitless. I mean, even Mr. Walter has said when he was asked, is there a limit to the spending? And he said, well, you know, quite frankly, no. No. Now, the Padres don't have those revenues. They don't have an $8 billion television deal. Nobody else does. So understand that. If they need something, the Dodgers, come the deadline in July, they'll buy whatever they have to buy. That's hard to beat. But if you're healthier than them, and you're luckier than them, and it's your year and the ball bounces right, you can win a division.
Just get in the tournament.
Exactly right.
That's one of those things we say a lot. How much are you looking forward to spring training?
That's a bad question, because I always, it's strange to me, I always love it. I've always loved it. And, you know, back from I started through the last year, we had always done every single game in play-by-play, which very few teams ever did. And so I was always going there. and post-television, my television days, I would always fly in on the weekends. But after being done with television sports, I've gone there and spent a month, and I just love it. The atmosphere is mind-boggling, and the fans think the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're close up. They get autographs and pictures and all that stuff. And with us, because we work every night during the season, to have mostly day games and the nights off and beautiful weather like Phoenix, I love it anyway. And to have these expectations we just spoke about, to go in there with that kind of a wow season, which I haven't had in my heart of hearts since 1998, in terms of knowing, wow, this team's going to be special. When they added Kevin Brown from Miami, I thought, this is it. This is it. We're going to win this thing. And it turned out that way. I have similar expectations and excitement now going into spring training.
I like that you're not shrinking from the expectations. The Steve Fisher story is a good one, and I feel like we'll be retelling that a lot this year.
Right? Why? Not people get excited, and so you might disappoint them. It happens in sports. Ask the Seattle Seahawks. Sure. It happens, disappointments. But if you're being picked and being told you're wonderful, there's not a reason in the world to be negative and say, "Well, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't get all excited." No, I'd go that far. I'd get that excited.
I don't want to fast forward over 2015, but there's a pretty exciting 2016 thing going on too, and that's the All-Star Game coming to Petco Park, long time coming, right?
Yes, and it's just, I've been to the other two at the other place, and it was wonderful. And it's even more now because it puts the city on this amazing pedestal. And back then it was big, but now with not just social media, but now with ESPN and everything else and the MLB network, everybody who is somebody in baseball, which we saw a microcosm of when they had the winter meetings here, but this is the winter meetings times 1,000 when everybody in the world is watching San Diego, California, and taking a look at this jewel of a ballpark that we love. It's you talk about a win-win, it's a win-win-win. It's great.
I didn't think I could get any more excited about the upcoming season, but visiting with Ted has made me just that. Great to see you. Thanks
good
for
to
stopping
see you,
by.
Man. It's good to see you. And that question, by the way, I get all the time. In fact, when Matt Kemp was here at that news conference, and Mike D said to me, "Hey, this is like the 90s when we got Caminiti and Finley." And I literally said to Mike, "No, this is beyond that. This is bigger than that, Padre fans." Because even then, Caminiti and Finley, they were not great ball players at that time. They were nice ball players who became much better here. But these guys, when you got a Kemp and an Upton, they're way beyond Finley, Caminiti. No disrespect. This is the greatest offseason in Padre history.
Very exciting. I'm all fired up. Ted Leitner, we'll be back. More Padres Social Hour coming up right after this.